Good morning, the Wolf. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Walker.
There's
how
my
you
boy,
doing?
Mr. Fancy Pants, Walker Hayes.
Dude,
come on.
Fancy Pants is in the house. How are you guys?
Sorry, Funky Fancy Pants. Mr. Walker Hayes, everyone. Yeah.
What up?
What's up, man? Been a minute. We saw you here last at our Eastern Idaho State Fair. You were so kind and so cool backstage. And we had a great time with you. And of course that was right in the middle of the Walker Hayes dance craze, fancy like thing, man. So, and I don't think it stopped. Actually, I think that craze continues. In fact, I think it's expanded, right? I mean, you're pretty, you should, why are you not on Dancing with the Stars? Why is that not happening?
I mean, you want the honest answer?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
I don't feel like my wife would love to watch me bumping and grinding with some random girl on the show.
There
and
it
so
is.
There I'm
it
not going to do Dancing with the Stars. But
yeah.
I love Dancing with the Stars.
Sure.
And it seems like a shoe in, but I'm like, I don't know, man. I wouldn't want Lainey on the show.
Okay.
And if she was, I'm not sure I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, to each his own.
You know, dude, I totally respect that. I think that is a great, honest answer. I expect no less from you. You've got
now,
standards, man. Seriously.
We,
I love that.
We always laugh. Lainey is like, I've been pursued about a couple of acting things,
yeah.
You know, and I'll be like, is there a relationship? Like, do you have to kiss,
mm-hmm.
you know, a girl? And I don't know, man. If I had to watch that, then the roles reverse, you know, if I
sure.
had to watch Lainey, I'd be like, oh, like that kind of hurt. So
yeah.
I just kind of stayed away from it. But man,
good
the
for
people
you.
On
good for you.
The Dancing with the Stars, people are so talented and so are actors and actresses.
Sure.
I have no idea how they do that stuff. I just dance with my daughter and act stupid, you know, to my silly songs. That's
well,
just,
you know what? To that same point, I mean, you wouldn't want your kids, and you've got a lot of them, you wouldn't want your kids to see daddy doing that either. So, dude, no, I totally
yeah.
respect that. I mean, that makes total sense. And for you to be willing to stand up for that, your values, your morals, whatever you want to call them, and say, you know what? I'm going to pass. I'm flattered, but it's not going to work
yeah.
for me for these reasons, man. Good for you. Walker Hayes,
well,
come
hey,
on.
Come on, man. Look, thank you for encouraging. How can I say daughters stay off the pole
yeah.
if I'm on the pole, you know? if I'm swinging around. So, yeah, man. Thanks for
yeah.
your encouragement. I know it's probably not a worldly
we love you
view,
for-
but...
We yeah. love you for all those reasons, Walker. That's exactly why we're so excited you're coming back to East Idaho, back to Wolf Country. This time, you're going to be at BYU, Idaho, BYU, Idaho Center. No polls there. Friday, May 23rd. That's going to be it's going to be a great show. You're going to have a full-on enthusiastic crowd that no doubt will be up dancing to your songs.
Dude, that's great.
Yeah.
See, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait, man. I really can't wait. We're just getting started this year, and I probably had like my seventh or eighth show a few days ago, and I'll let everybody know you can be excited. I didn't miss any words. It was the first show this year that I didn't forget anything, and I knew the dance as well, man.
Nice.
I knew all of them. It was pretty fun. It was
so
good, man.
Are your daughters still coming out and joining you on stage to keep you in line with the dance moves? Or
yeah. So this year it's kind of two at a time.
Nice.
Coming out with me. My oldest daughter, she's finishing cosmetology school.
Wow.
And so I really, yeah, she kind of retired from the, you know, actually dancing with the pro
mm-hmm.
people in our show. And stepped away from that, but she's almost done. She's graduating in June, and we're so proud of her. But
that's
that
awesome.
Also, that's a new chapter. You know, the whole family used to come out. Now it's just a couple go with dad, or maybe I bring Lainey. Lainey, unfortunately, will never do the dance on stage.
Oh.
She's not shy,
yeah.
but she just refuses. She's like, you can't pay me enough to get in front of all those people and dance. But man, there will be a family member for sure.
I love that. I love that. And now a cosmetologist in the family. So, you know, free hair, makeup, and nails. So there you go.
Bro, free haircut for life. I know. I told Lila, I was like, if I pay for this school, you know, I definitely get free haircut. And she was like, fine, Dad. But I mean, I tip and
sure.
And
tip
we pay
well.
Her a little something when she does the boys.
Yeah. Yeah. I married a cosmetologist. I've been getting free haircuts for like 15 years.
You.
Yeah. And
you can't be, I mean, do you feel like you can be honest and say, hey, this isn't your best work?
Oh, dude, there are some times where she hasn't maybe, like, cleaned the clippers or, you know, she's being a little rough. She's being a little rough and the hairs are getting pulled out or she's, you know, nipping my ears. I'm like, yo!
Blood on the ear,
come on now! You know, be gentle. I'm your husband here. I expect a better experience here. You're being a little rough. You're kind of out of practice. No, she's phenomenal.
She's a little too comfy.
Yeah. No,
that's awesome, man.
She's great. She does it all. The cuts, the styles, the glow-ups, the blowouts, the... You know, coloring. I mean, she can do it all. And, you know, when we get to a certain age, you know, I may have to, I may have to kind of deploy some of the cosmetology tricks. You know what I'm saying? So there you go.
Yeah. Hey, you know, speaking of, I mean, I know this is a deviation from probably what we're supposed to be talking about. But,
it always happens with you. I love it.
Lila and I have had, that's my oldest.
Uh-huh.
And we've had the most amazing conversations about, you know, when you think about doing each other's hair and just touching someone else's skin and their head and braiding their hair and sitting and talking, that has got to be, I mean, that had to be around before there was a wheel, you know, or like, you know, it probably came before tattoos.
If you think about it, the cavemen, you know, they were probably sitting in a cave grooming each other and picking out dirt and
bugs
and yeah, you're right.
Well, it's honestly such an amazing art and thing that, you know, Lila tells me she'll tell me about her client. And, you know, it's obviously when you sit down in one of those chairs, for some reason, you just spill it all. Like you say stuff that you wouldn't even tell God.
It's
almost
true.
Like you're not, you know, things that you wouldn't even pray about, and then not only that, but you are physically in contact with this human. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
There's something kind of spiritual that happens, and I'm fascinated with it. And Lila talks about it all the time. She'll be like, hey, I washed this lady's hair, and I was looking at the lines on her face and just thinking, man, what all has this woman seen? And, you know, how did her life get here and my life? I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful thing in that art. And I kind of feel that way with songs. Like, you know, my life intersects with someone else, and then we make a song, and then we share it, and then someone hears it in their car at a specific moment of their life with their kids, or they are a kid. And I don't know, man, creativity just, it's one of the coolest things in the world. And I'm truly fascinated, man, by the whole cosmetology thing. And there's so many talented men and women out there just helping people, you know, with the simplest thing of fixing their hair, you know, cutting their hair.
It's very personal. It's very intimate. You're right. I mean, you can't get much closer to somebody, especially a stranger, you know, just sits down in a chair. You just meet them. You're putting hands on them. You're putting your hands in their hair. You're right up on them. I mean, you're right.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like
you're not scary. You're not a doctor.
Exactly.
People allow it. You know, it's amazing, man.
It really is.
I'm like, Lila, please, you say the word, we'll open a shop.
There you go.
And I'll just sit in there and play covers.
Yeah. Hey, you can cut a rug and cut hair. There you go.
Let's go, dude.
Yeah.
Let's go, rugs and hair. That's the worst name ever.
Oh,
man. We're getting somewhere.
We are. There may be wigs involved. I don't know, but it's creative, and you're right, though. I mean, my wife, I think that's what she loves about it the most, too. I mean, she's part psychologist, part bartender, part therapist.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really intimate thing, and you're right. I mean, a creative connection to people – comes in different forms, whether it's, you know, somebody cutting your hair or somebody putting out a great song that you relate to. And truly your story, for those people that maybe don't know the full Walker Hayes story, I mean, you're kind of like a phoenix that rose from the ashes, man. I mean, you've been through some really tough personal times to find yourself and find your success and not giving up. And a lot of things contributed to that. And talk about that a little bit for those people that don't know, you know, kind of the trials you went through, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think the people who are familiar, you know, with my story, something that I don't say it defines me, but it definitely brought my family together was the loss of our seventh child. We had a stillborn, and, you know, that obviously destroyed, you know, my wife and, physically. I mean, she almost didn't come back from that. And when that happened, I was 2 years sober. So, you know, I was a really bad alcoholic, you know, from 13 to 35. And, you know, my last job, you know, before someone kind of rescued me into the music industry to provide for my family with music, was at Costco. So, man, life's hard. I mean, yeah. I don't know, man. When I pass a homeless guy, man, I read the sign and I just wonder where that dude, you know, has been. And he's probably been a lot of places that I've been and just, I don't know. It's just, it is, man. Life is difficult and it has humbled me. So, you know, when I have a normal day, you know, when I don't have a cold, and I can go write a song, and my children are healthy, and my wife is smiling. I just really appreciate it, you know. And so, this bountiful, all these blessings, especially with my occupation. You know, I was just reflecting with my wife. We just finished building a house, and man, I'm being 100% honest. I get teary eyed, you know, when I see my kids, you know, bouncing a ball in the basketball court, and, you know, I see my wife at this nice kitchen, you know, with these clean counters, you know, that we were able to get. And I just reflect on, you know, where we've been and what we've been through. And it's odd. It's like the stuff doesn't matter. Just the eternal things only are what matter. But I just have such a wide, deep appreciation for kind of the phase of life we're in. And I definitely know, I feel like life has made me wise enough to know that this will not last. Like, it will be hard. I will you know, challenges with my kids. My kids, that one of them might have a stillborn one day, you know. My wife and I aren't going to live forever. You know, I know that in the blink of an eye, life can be vastly different. And so I appreciate kind of the calm, you know, plentiful phase, you know, that we're in. But, man, I just love the Lord, honestly. I love Jesus so much. And I'm so glad God loved us enough, you know, to give us a Savior from ourselves. And I don't know, man, I can't express that enough. I mean, that is really all that matters to me. But I think the Lord brought me to His Son, you know, to the foot of the cross with a lot of hard stuff. And I don't know how, I don't know if this will make sense to all the listeners, but my favorite things about my life are the things that brought me just to my need, just brought me to humility, just brought me suffering. I mean, the sufferings in my life are the most valuable parts by far. It's not the awards, it's not the Grammy nomination, it's not some weird song that I wrote that people clap about. It's not some funny video on Instagram that gets billions of views. It's losing a child, knowing the brevity of life. It's watching God redeem the territory of addiction in my life. It's watching Lainey and I be married still through 20 hard, hard years of marriage. It's watching my six kids just daily be redeemed themselves. It's watching them learn who the Lord is and watch me fall flat on my face every day and be scared and be, you know, in the valley of humiliation of life and then get back up and look up to Jesus and them see me do that. I know I'm rambling.
No, dude. No, but, you know I love you. And honestly, the reality is you have such a testimony and your faith is so strong and your story is so relatable to everybody. Look, I try every day, and I'm not always good at it myself. I try every day to live in gratitude. And what you said really resonated with me, because just the other day, I sent my wife a text, and I just said, how blessed are we? You know, think about what we get to do every day, our beautiful children, our home. You know, we're not struggling financially. We got food. We're relatively healthy as we could be. And I mean, and we get to live this beautiful life and watch our children grow up. And we just became grandparents. I got a beautiful grandson, man, and he is just absolutely gorgeous. You know, and I got a nephew, another nephew coming this week. I mean, it's just, you're right. You're right. We must not forget the glorious blessings and gifts that we are receiving from our Father. And I think it really turned around for me, what you were saying, when I really started realizing he truly is like a father and I am like a child. And once I understood that relationship, I understood so much more about God. And about what I need to do as a, you know, as a child, and the things that children do and my own children do and how I need to respond to them and how he responds to us with love and kindness and empathy and sympathy. And though we have to learn hard lessons and go through trials, he loves us unconditionally no matter what, and he will never fail us and he will always be there. That's comforting.
Dude, I think fathers have a... it's not an advantage, but, you know, I think there's an age where you look at your kid and you go, I just want to be perfect for you because I just love you that much. But then you look in the mirror and you go, I can't be, but God is. Like, God he is the perfect father that, honestly, our brains, our hearts are too small to fathom what that even is. I mean, I you know, we love our kids as best as we can with the tools that we have, but they'll all still be in therapy, you know, for something that we gave them. And we can't, you know, that's to me, that's again, you talk about the things that bring you to rock bottom where Jesus dwells and waits for you to come to him. To me, that's a place I go every day, is when I look at my kids and I go, you're my favorite thing. Like, you're the best thing I know on this earth, and I still make a face. I still don't say the right words. You know, I'm still a kid myself. You know, yeah, man, I love everything you just said. He is the father of mercies of all fathers, and we're his kids.
Yep.
And he there's no love. There's no love we could even fathom like his. It's crazy.
Yep. And as long as you believe in that and you know that and you have Jesus in your heart and you believe that with your heart and soul, you know, he's going to forgive you. He's going to love you. He's going to be there for you no matter what you're going through. And though we may not know his plan, even these hard things, like you said, it's the joy and the happiness and the beauty that comes out of tilling that rocky ground and planting that seed and what you get to harvest later on. That really is the beautiful thing of life. And you've seen it. I've been there, man. We've all had our own trials, but man, if you've got God in your life at the center of your life and Christ in your heart and you're a believer, man, I think nothing can defeat you. Absolutely nothing.
It can't separate you from him, and your circumstances just look different, man. It's that whole and the things of the world grow strangely dim, and you begin to see relationships, and you begin to see moments. You know, like you said, you have gratitude, and you kind of look at the things that you have as more magnificent. And like you said, man, you have a grandkid. Mm. Like, you saw your kid have a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, not everybody is guaranteed. That's not like some promise, you know, that you get when you get in life. Somebody doesn't give you a certificate that says, hey, you're going to get to see your grandkid and you're going to hold them.
It's true.
You're going to touch them with your hands. You know, watch them cry, you know, walk.
Yep.
Take a step. You know, I mean, that's insanity.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Fancy Faith Podcast with Walker Hayes and Don Jarrett this morning. Dude, I could, you know, and every time I talk to you, you and I connect in this way, and we just talk. We could talk for hours, and I would love to talk to you for hours, but I do want to remind people, this man of faith, this man of music, this man of family, this man is coming to entertain you and share his God-given gifts with you at BYU Idaho Center on Friday, May 23rd. There are tickets still available. You can just Google that. We'll get the link up. But, man, like I said, I would talk to you forever. I am so – first of all, can I just say I love you and that I'm proud of you.
I love you back.
And I cannot wait to see you again. You are an inspiration, dude. You really are.
Man, thanks for hanging with me. Thanks for – speaking truth, and this was great, dude. I'm gonna have the best day. It's like we had a little devotion.
We did,
man. But I'm excited. We're gonna come. We're gonna dance. It's gonna be amazing, and I'll probably.
Before I let you go, though, how's GUI?
Dude, GUI is GUI is amazing. This is so cute, man. I took her to Reno this past weekend. I had a show there, and man. I showed her the world. I mean, we saw the Truckee River. We went to Shields. We bought mom some Mother's Day, you know, just stuff. We saw the Minecraft movie. We ate cotton candy. I mean, dude, we did it all. She danced. She did the fence rack dance by herself. But her favorite thing of the entire trip, she found an inchworm on the ground, and she kept it. She literally kept this thing on her finger for like 15 hours straight, bro. I thought we were going to sleep with this inchworm. Finally, the inchworm kind of got slow.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't die, but it was looking rough. And just to protect her heart, I was like, hey, you know, I think that worm misses its, you know, I think it's had a fun time, you know, with us, but I think we got to set it free. And honestly, I was like, dude, we just got to get rid of it because I don't want to do the inchworm died thing.
Yeah.
And so dude, we had a big ceremony outside. We left it on a rock. And but that was it, man.
That's awesome.
Inchy was the biggest hit of the weekend.
Inchy, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What great moments and great memories.
It was magical.
That is fantastic. Walker Hayes, BYU Idaho Center, Friday, May 23rd. Get those tickets. Go see this guy. You will be not only entertained but inspired. And as always, my friend, speaking to you always leads to such a glorious conversation. And, again, I love you. I'm proud of you. I can't wait to see you again.
Man, great talk. Great hanging with you this morning. Have a great day, okay?
You too, my friend. We'll see you soon.